said.
You talk of uniform, talk of banning SU, you talk of HIV testing of children. Then now you want to talk to me. But are you at the end of your series of allegations now?
Minister Dokora, you the same questions about Scripture Union, you were asked by the state media. I refer to your interview with Fatima Bulla of the Sunday Mail, and I can go to that very interview. And you were asked about Scripture Union, about the banning of Scripture Union, and you mentioned that it was banned
by Bulla.
No. I never said that. I said in your interview with Fatima Bulla, you mentioned that you were out to change the curriculum to make it a community family oriented or something of that kind. When you are addressing questions on the ban of Scripture Union, the issue of the banning of Scripture Union did not come from myself, sir. It was presented before you by pastors, and I can give you names. For instance, the Shingi Munyeza, for instance. This was something that was widely reported, I come back again to your
quotation from Shingi Munyeza that says that. Find the quotation. Send it to me, and I'll respond to that. And Shingi Munyeza will respond to that.
I refer to your interview with Fatima Bulla, where you asked exactly the same question.
Fatima Bulla lied.
She lied.
Talk to her and get her to set the record straight herself. Now, after you've been peddling all these lies all this time, then you want to talk to me today. Why?
Right, okay. Well, thank you for bringing that out, sir. Your contribution. You're saying that the Sunday Mail article was not factual. It was not true.
I'm saying you are not factual.
But you have just said now, you said Fatima Bulla lied.
You are not factual.
Minister Dokora, you've just said Fatima Bulla lied.
You are hopelessly non-factual. Sorry.
So, sir, what is the basis?
This is Zimai Media. Broadcasting. All round the world. All round. On the spot. On the spot. On the dot.